Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
A 22-year-old Palestinian woman who's been offered a college place and a course at TU Dublin is urgently appealing to the Irish government and the public for assistance. And Haya, who's currently living in Gaza, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Haya, you got in contact with us here at Lunchtime Live. Will you tell people and explain to listeners why you did so?
Firstly, thank you for having me and raising my voice to the world. It's been very hard to get our voices out because of the target of journalists in Gaza.
You're due to travel to Dublin to start college at TU Dublin. You're due to start your college course. And what's happened?
Yes. Firstly, I was a regular student here in Gaza. And I started studying here. And when this all started, universities here got attacked and demolished. The education system has fallen apart. And when I saw that I don't have any chance to continue my life, my future, my career here, and we're losing everything since day one, I decided to start looking for opportunities outside, and I started searching among the universities there, and I came across Technological University in Dublin, and from the name, I felt like, this is it. This is going to be my place.
Mm.
I'm really, really into software, computer science, and artificial intelligence.
And was it was data science you were going to study, was it? That's what you applied for?
Yeah, I applied for computing with machine learning and artificial intelligence. And I also got an offer in data science and artificial intelligence.
So you received an email from TU Dublin to say, congratulations, you're very welcome to TU Dublin. You're due to start the Bachelor of Science in Data Science and Artificial Intelligence in September of this year in the next academic term. You were obviously delighted to accept that offer, Haya.
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, it was among of all the horrible things we're living here. I can describe to you how depressing it is to survive every second, how suffocating it is, how heavy it is and burdening. So when I got the email and I saw it, I couldn't believe it. And I said, like, I can't believe that I will look at a sky other than the bloody one that I see every day, and I will not hear the drones someday. It gave me a glimpse of hope.
So you accepted the offer, is that right?
Yes.
And when you accepted the offer, did you have to pay the fees up front? Obviously, you're an international student.
The first offer I got in data science and artificial intelligence, I was already worried about the fees and all, since I have no connection with the university yet, and I needed to cover these fees or look for a scholarship.
Mm.
So with the help of people, I have a campaign running to start with covering the university fees, trying to search for scholarships.
Did you say you fundraised to generate to save up for the fees?
Yes.
Okay. And how much were the fees?
About 13,000 euros a year.
Okay, for the course.
And I was subjected to pay 50% of it to secure my seat. I couldn't at the beginning do that, and I feared to lose my seat. I was breaking time. It's so stressing. Like, you know, when you're in a locked up with monsters that could kill you any second, and you have this glimpse of hope getting out of, but you need to meet that one requirement, and it's just so stressing, and your heart beats fast all the time.
So where is this situation? Where is your situation at the moment? Have you the 13,000 euro raised to pay the fees, or is it that you need a visa?
Well, I paid the deposit with the help of a friend, and I applied for the visa, and I've been told by the embassy that I meet the requirements to come to Ireland, but like, I had hoped that I would get that call that will get me out of here. It was June when I received my offer, and then July when I've been told by the embassy that my documents are processed and my visa processed and ready to be issued. It's just pending evacuation. They cannot issue it. And I was, okay, my hopes were raising, like, come on, it's just going to be more couple of weeks and I'm going to be out of this hole. And I called from time to time the embassy to ask about any news of evacuation. And they told me that they didn't have any updates. There's no evacuation yet.
It's getting out of Gaza is the issue, is it?
Yeah, the only issue now is me being evacuated.
Yeah, so you have the fees are paid for the course, you have your visa, the problem is actually getting out of Gaza to get to Dublin. And when you and when you contacted the embassy here to try and help in the Department of Foreign Affairs in Ireland, what have they said, Haya?
They said that they don't have any information about any upcoming evacuation. Or they cannot issue my student visa unless I can out of this bed, neither the borders open or I am evacuated by Ireland.
And when is the course due to start in Dublin?
So the course is starting on 8th of September.
8th of September, so about a month, less than a month's time.
Yeah, I don't have much time, and I really, really hope that something happens this month so I can at least prepare myself mentally and physically to go back to actually living a normal life.
Yeah. What happens if you don't get the student visa to be able to leave Gaza? What happens?
Well, you can imagine I, along with many youth here in Gaza, filled with the dreams to live and have our normal human rights of moving freely, safe education, and just to sleep without being scared that you will get bombed at any second, or you will lose any of your bodyguards or your family members. It's just horrifying. I can't express or describe the horror that we're living every day here. And I can't even believe that I'm still alive until the second I've been in many deadly situations that I thought I would never survive. And I'm so thankful that I'm still here. But I'm really scared that the longer this takes and the more time we lose, the more time that I might lose myself here. And if I'm not evacuated, I'm still stuck here. There's no place to continue our education in Gaza. It's going to take years until everything is built up. So I want to continue my dreams, my career, and come back to contribute in building back my home and helping my people, this bridge of connection between my land and Ireland.
How are your family doing, Hey? Are you living with your parents and your family in Gaza?
Yeah, we're 7 members, my parents and 3 little brothers and a sister a year younger than me who also lost her education. And honestly, no one is okay here, totally. Everyone is mentally tired. Everyone is exhausted and drained and can't hold it anymore. And we just don't have any choice to go with.
And I'm sure it would be very hard for you to emotionally to leave your family and even come to Ireland. I'm sure that was a difficult decision for you to make.
Yeah, certainly it would be very hard, but at least it would give me and give them hope that things will get better. At least I won't be a burden here on my home without any education. Unlikely I will get a good education. I will build myself. I will be able to help my family and help my people even more.
What about access to food, Haya?
It's a very hard process that I don't even know how to explain. As you've seen, in the past 2 years, forced starvation was used on us. And, you know, the very, very basic simple things that you have at home that you didn't even notice, they don't exist here in Gaza. Even sugar, flour are sold as expensive as gold. And it's very hard to even find them, to buy them. Mm. Yeah, lately there has been announced that they will list some eggs. None of it reached us, unfortunately, because we're 2 million people looked at. Imagine this number of people starved to death.
Are you even getting one meal a day?
Yeah, this is the point. Like, we'd barely have a meal a day. And we'd be lucky if we find it. Yeah, even water here is not that clean. And the food we find would be still expired or spoiled. It's very inhuman to feel left out like this. It just, when it's just a few kilometers from you and a very normal life, and there's a block between you, and you're treated differently.
It's worlds apart. Well, the world is watching on, hey, at what is happening. I mean, it's just incredible to see the footage on a daily basis. We've been in touch with the Department of Foreign Affairs here in Ireland to ask them about your situation, about trying to attend the course at TU Dublin starting now on the 8th of September. And they've said that the Irish Department of Foreign Affairs is aware of your case and is providing ongoing advice and guidance. What's your message to the Foreign Affairs Minister, Haya, if he happens to be listening this afternoon?
I have full hope of Ireland that they will not leave me. They will not leave me to die, and they will not leave my dream to die and get buried with me right here, and will not forget us, and is trying its best, and we're waiting for the day that we receive the call telling us that they finally got the permission from the occupation to get us out of here, for us to start our universities and live a very normal life like any human being.
Well, if we get anything else back from the Department of the Minister's office, we'll certainly be in touch with you. Hey, look after yourself and take care of yourself, and thank you for getting in touch with us here and joining us on Lunchtime Live today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.